Good morning and welcome to the Central Porto conference call following the results announcement for the quarter ended on September 30th, 2019. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Please note this event is being recorded. If you do not have a copy of the press release, please refer to the investor support section on the company's corporate website at www.centralporto.com. A replay of today's call may be accessed by accessing the webcast in the investor support section of the Central Porto corporate website. Before we proceed, please note that certain statements made by the company during this conference call are forward-looking statements, and we refer you to the forward-looking statements section of our earnings release and recent filings with the SEC. Central Porto assumes no obligation to update forward-looking statements except as required under applicable security laws. In addition, all financial figures were prepared in accordance with IFRS and are stated in Argentinian pesos unless otherwise noted. Please be aware that some of the numbers mentioned during the call may be rounded in order to simplify the discussion. On the call today from Central Porto is Jorge Rouber, Chief Executive Officer, Fernando Bonnet, Chief Financial Officer, Milagros Grande, Financial Manager, and Tomás Tagalian, Investor Relations Officer. And now I will turn the conference over to Jorge Rouber. Mr. Rouber, you may begin.
Thank you. We are joining you today with our management team from Buenos Aires, Argentina, to report on the results of the third quarter 2019 and to answer any question you may have. As you may know, following the presidential election on October 27, the new administration will take office on December 10. We will keep you informed of any relevant policy changes that may be implemented. That said, I will refer first to the operative figures of the quarter and then continue with some recent news regarding Central Porto. Finally, Fernando will analyze the financial results of the quarter. During the period, our equipment continued to show an excellent track in terms of reliability, as the availability of our thermal units remained high at 85%, a similar level to the one obtained during the same quarter of 2018. This figure is 9 percentage points above the average availability of thermal units for the total market, showing Central Porto's competitive advantage. Regarding energy generation, during the third quarter, we generated 3.9 terawatt hours of electricity, 91% higher than the second quarter of 2019 and 11% lower than the third quarter of 2018. This decrease was first due to the less water inflow from the Livay River and Coyoncura rivers, which decreased 6% the generation from our hydro plant Piedra del Águila, and second, due to the fact that the energy generation from our thermal units decreased 18% because of the scheduled maintenance during September of the steam turbine number 6 of the Porto complex, which implied a reduction of 119 gigawatt hours during that month, and a lower dispatch of some of our smaller steam turbines. As a reference, electricity demand decreased 5.3% in the first 9 months of 2019 as compared to the same period of 2018, and 1.3% during the third quarter compared to the same period of last year across all business segments. An additional factor is the introduction of new renewable energy plants and efficient plants, including some of the ones that Central Puerto has and will be building. As a matter of fact, we are proud to announce that we have increased our renewable energy generation more than 230% during the third quarter as compared to the same period of 2018. During the quarter, La Castellana 1 and Achilles 1 wind farms, which started operations during August and September 2018, respectively, were fully operational and generated 155 gigawatt hours. Additionally, during the third quarter of 2018, the wind farms La Castellana 2 and La Genoveva 2 began commercial operation, adding 56 megawatts to our renewable energy portfolio and generating 32 gigawatt hours during the first weeks of operation to supply large users under the term market regulatory framework, the MATER. We expect our production to grow in the coming quarters as we continue to execute our aggressive expansion plan. For example, we have we're pleased to announce that the new Luján de Cuyo cogeneration unit started operation on October 5, 7 weeks before the schedule agreed with CAMMESA, adding 93 megawatts to our installed capacity. As any generation unit, this machine is among the most efficient of the system, with almost full dispatch during the whole year. We have good advances in our Terminal 6 San Lorenzo Project 2, our other cogeneration unit. This unit will add 330 megawatts, or around 8% to our current installed capacity, and more importantly, will provide electricity, energy, and steam with high efficiency for our customers. Finally, during the quarter, we continue with the construction of wind farms La Genoveva 1, which will sell electricity under the Renovar 2 program, and Manque and Los Olivos, which will sell electricity under the MATER framework. As of the date of this report, these last two projects have already signed long-term power purchase agreements with private customers for 187% of their mean estimated electricity generation, respectively. These are long-term bilateral contracts entered into directly with customers with prices set in U.S. dollars. Additionally, we continue with the collection of the monthly installments of the CBO agreement as scheduled. During July, we collected 825 million pesos, including value-added tax, related to the installments corresponding to the first and to the 10th of the CBO agreement. Finally, during the quarter, CAMMESA made a general offer to all generators to cancel all the pending trade receivables accrued between 2013 and 2016, which excludes the FONI and similar programs trade receivables, after offsetting the balance of all loans and advance granted by them. This agreement included an 18% reduction of the amount of principal plus accrued interest that CAMMESA owed to us. As a consequence of this transaction, the company collected 1.6 billion pesos, including the associated value-added tax. And now I will turn the call over to Fernando, who will comment on the financial highlights of the quarter.
Okay, thank you, Jorge. Before starting, it's worth noting that the financial statement as of and for the quarter ended on September 30, 2019, include the effects of inflation adjustment, applying the International Accounting Standards number 29. Accordingly, the financial figures that I will mention have been stated in terms of Argentine pesos of the end of the reporting period, including the data from previous periods and the worth and growth comparisons here mentioned. Consequently, the comparative information included in the financial statement for the quarter ended and September 30, 2019, is not comparable to the financial statement previously published by us. The results for our operation during the third quarter of 2019 were in line with our with our expectations. Revenues from continuing operations increased 37% to 7.8 billion pesos in the third quarter, compared to 5.7 billion during the third quarter of 2018, mainly driven by an increase in sales under contracts, which amount to 2.5 billion pesos during the third quarter of 2019, as compared to 300 million pesos in the third quarter of 2018, mainly due to revenues related to Brigadier Lopez plant acquired in June 2019, and the energy generation from the wind farms Achiras and La Castellana 1 during the full quarter, and La Castellana 2 and Achiras and Genoveva 2, which start operations during June and September 2019, respectively. And the increase in revenues was partially offset by a decrease in sales under Energía Base regulatory framework, which totaled 5 billion pesos during the third quarter of 2019, as compared to 5.1 billion pesos in the third quarter of 2018. This decrease was due to a decrease in energy generated of 11%, as Jorge mentioned before, which has negative impact of 260 million pesos, and a decrease of 1 billion pesos due to a lower energy and power price for units under Energía Base regulatory framework established by resolution number 1, starting on March 2019, and a lower than the inflation increase in the exchange rate for the third quarter of 2019, which impacts on tariff set in US dollars, in terms of Argentine peso current at the end of the reporting period. As a reference, the average foreign exchange rate during the third quarter increased 40% compared to the same period of 2018, while the inflation rate for the 12-month period end on September 30, 2019 was 54%. This decrease in Energía Base was partially offset by an increase associated to the self-supply fuel, which amount to 1.4 billion pesos during the third quarter 2019, compared to 280 million pesos during the third quarter of 2018. Our gross profit margin in the quarter increased in 36%. This increase was due to above-mentioned revenues and was partially offset by an increase of the cost of sales, total 3.2 billion pesos compared to 2.3 billion pesos in the third quarter of 2018. The increase in cost of sales was primarily driven by, first, an increase in the use of our self-supply fuel used for the production of steam or to replace part of the fuel provided by CAMMESA for the units under Energía Base, which totaled 1.2 billion during the third quarter of 2019, as compared to 500 million pesos in the third quarter 2018. And second, a 13% increase in non-fuel related cost of production, which totaled 2 billion pesos in the third quarter 2018, as compared to 1.7 billion pesos in the third quarter of 2018. Mainly related to the operation of Brigadier Lopez plant acquired in the second quarter this year. Operating income before operating results net increased 36% to 4 billion pesos compared to 2.9 billion pesos in the third quarter of 2019. This increase was due to the above-mentioned increase in gross profits and an approximately proportional increase in administrative and selling expenses total 592 million pesos, a 37% increase as compared to 431 million in the third quarter of 2018. Our adjusted EBITDA was around 14.1 billion pesos in the third quarter of 2019, which includes 6.8 billion pesos increase in interest and foreign exchange difference associated with the FONIMBEMEN and similar programs trade receivables, which are denominated in US dollars. Without considering these effects, our adjusted EBITDA during the third quarter of 2019 was 7.3 billion pesos, an increase of 97% as compared to 3.7 billion obtained in the same period of 2008 for the same metric. This increase was mainly driven by the increase in gross profit mentioned above and 3.5 billion pesos, a one-time gain in interest related to CAMMESA trade receivables collection that Jorge mentioned before. This was partially offset by 616 million pesos in non-cash charge related to property and plant valuation at fair value. The consolidated net income was 3.5 billion compared to 5.4 billion in the third quarter of 2018, which resulted in a gain of 27.7 pesos per ADR. In addition, the mentioned factor new net income was negatively impacted by the higher financial expenses net of financial income that amount 8.8 billion in the third quarter 2019 compared to 3.9 billion in the same period of 2018, mainly due to the interest and foreign exchange difference accrued on the higher net debt position during the period, related to the loans obtained for the thermal and renewable energy expansion projects and the acquisition of Ria de Lopez power plant, most of which are denominated in US dollars. And finally, we had a gain on net monetary position of 700 million pesos during the quarter, as compared to a loss of 1.3 billion in the third quarter of 2018. Thank you, and now we invite you to ask any questions to our team.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touch tone phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. The first question comes from Frank McGann with Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. I was just wondering if you could maybe provide a little perspective on how you are seeing your relative position in terms of, I'm thinking more in terms of new investments going forward. Obviously, the market's very difficult and we have a lot of pricing issues. But in terms of the competitiveness of the overall market and the need for new investments potentially over time, to improve efficiencies in the system. I was wondering how you see yourselves positioned going forward to add additional capacity and when that might be necessary, because obviously the market is well supplied currently.
Okay, thanks, Frank, for your question. What I think is the most important thing today is to be cautious. I mean, and this is what we are doing today in order to see what the new government will do with all our investment. In the short term, what we are doing is we continue with the projects that are advanced under construction. Terminal 6 will be an example of that case. On the other hand, we have Brigadier Lopez, which is supposed to be closed as a combined cycle. There we are waiting for the closing of a financial agreement we have for the project and seeing what the government what kind of change, if any, the new government will do with the contracts. And this is all. I see the current market, the situation of the current market is so that we don't see an urgent need for new capacity in the short term. And it depends on the rules of the new market and new rules that the new government will put in place to see which will be our view on that for the future.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. This concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Robert for any closing remarks.
Okay, thank you to everyone for your interest in Central Puerto. We encourage you to call us at any time for any information you may need. Thank you and have a good afternoon.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.